Okay, Mama, today we are going to dive deep into your work block and all the things that you have to do and have set up when you need to dive into your work block to stop procrastination, to stay focused, and make massive progress in your business. If you wake up every morning with every intention to get work done and get to the end of your day feeling like it's just slipped away and you're wondering where all that time went, if your work time looks like checking your emails or sitting down to write a blog post, all of a sudden you are scrolling social media or perhaps you are creating captions for a reel at the same time as you're making snacks for your little ones. Maybe your day starts with having a rough idea of the tasks that you should be doing in your week, but you don't quite know what you have to do every day, and you do find yourself jumping from task to task. I'm here to share what's transformed my days from chaotic to control, and it's all about carving out special time just for work, knowing what to do when I sit down for each work block. So let's dive in. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern-day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. If you are feeling overwhelmed inside your work block, or if you have any questions to share, leave me a message on SpeakPipe and let's conquer our business challenges together. So you can go to housetohomemaking.com/podcast and leave a voice message, and I will be sure to answer it on the show. So the goal of today's episode is to help you stop procrastination and help you make massive progress in your business. So I have set up a Facebook group which is linked in the show notes, and I'm going to be encouraging you to do some homework today and post it in the group so we can really start to overcome your business challenges and start to prioritize creating a business that makes progress. We are going to go through all your daily and weekly and monthly tasks. We are going to talk about your distractions when you sit down for your work block, and we are also going to go through your business projects because you really do need to have these in place to be making progress. So grab a notepad and start taking notes. I want you to start off by writing a number one on your paper and put down when exactly your work blocks are going to be this week. If you haven't got them set up or the time for them yet, I want you to go ahead and do that. And if you're thinking here, like, wait, what even are work blocks? I don't know when they should be. I need you to go back and listen to episode 7 when I talk about the number one way to manage your time. And I do introduce time blocking in this concept and having your work block and exactly when that could be in your day, including an example of what my day looks with my morning block, day block, work block, evening block, and my nighttime routine block. And this also includes a project block. And like I said, we're going to be talking about your projects today as well. So first thing, just decide when your work blocks are this week and put them here at the top of your paper. If you're a naptime warrior or you're really pressed for time or slotting a couple of hours of work into the day, I want you to start with 1 hour, and I'm going to really talk you through what to do in 1 hour a day. If you only have 5 days a week where you can do this, you might be someone who has childcare where your child is at childcare for 5 to 6 hours a day, and then you can really utilize this hour too to make progress inside of your business. This is going to be your power hour, and ideally I'd like to try and have one a couple of days a week, maybe even 5 days a week. This is where you will see true progress and really start to eliminate distractions with the amount of things that you might have to do in here. So what are you going to do inside of your power hour? Well, ideally you're going to work on your daily tasks. If we zoom out for a second and look at your calendar as a whole for the month, you might even have a power hour for your weekly tasks and for your monthly tasks. Now, if you haven't set this up yet, you really do need to know what your daily tasks are, what your weekly tasks are, and your monthly tasks within your business to know what to focus on and stop procrastinating when you sit down for your work block and splitting them this way, whether that is several tasks in an hour because it's your short, quick daily tasks, or if it's a weekly task that takes a bit longer, you really will get a feel starting right here with how long things are going to take, how much time you need. And even if it's a weekly task, it takes you 2 hours to do it, not 1 hour. You will have a workflow to work through that task, and then you can be fully present, fully working for 1 hour today, and then you can pick up exactly where you left off tomorrow and do that last hour and finish that whole task out for the week. Let's say you are making a podcast and you want to be making 2 episodes a week, whether that is to get ahead or because it's your schedule to be posting 2 times a week. And this is your weekly task that you have set. All in all, it might take you 2 hours. So you might have half an hour on the first day to outline both episodes, and then you might start recording 1 episode. You might even get 2 in, but let's say you get 1 in. And then the next day, you pick up where you left off, you start focused in this hour by recording the second episode, and then you go to edit them both, which takes you half an hour, 40 minutes, okay? I have a product-based business. I do sell things on Etsy. I do have a YouTube channel. Actually, I have 2. And I also have this podcast. So everything that I do individually lives inside of a workflow. And all that has is the thing that I have to do, like record a podcast, make a video, or make an order, and I have to go through the steps for that inside of my workflow. For my YouTube, I might spend a power hour of recording, and then I might do a power hour of editing, and then I do schedule and upload it and all these things on a different day, if that's all I have. That's what I used to do anyway. Now I have focused work blocks that are 5 hours each, as my son is in nursery and school. Another thing that I have to do on a weekly basis is create orders for my Etsy business. So that is a whole workflow in itself inside of my task management system. So the task is to create orders. And what I have are the steps to complete that to finish. So the first step will be to print out the order slips. The second step will be to design the custom orders on my computer. Third step will be to print them out. Then I will be laminating them. Then I will be cutting them. Then I will be packing them. So I have a power hour almost daily for my orders. And I work through this checklist, knowing exactly what I need to do, when I need to do it, and complete one round of orders in this exact same way before I move on to the next one, okay? In anything that you have to do inside of your work block, if that is a daily task, a weekly task, a monthly task, you need to have a workflow. The exact steps that you need to complete in order so that when you get distracted, rather than if you get distracted or if your work block gets cut short because your little one is waking up from the nap too early, you know exactly where you need to pick up and you know exactly how long it's going to take you to complete these tasks. If you don't have a workflow set up, the first step for your homework was to set up your work blocks. The second step is to set up your work flows that's going to live within your work blocks. Okay, to do this, I need you to brain dump a little bit on your sheet of paper. So put number 2, put daily, weekly, monthly tasks. separated at the top, and I want you to do a list for all the tasks that you have to do daily, whether that is check your emails, whether that is respond to comments, check in on social media, or create orders for your business. Your weekly tasks will most likely be a list of content that you have to create that gets repeated on a weekly basis. So if that's recording podcasts, making YouTube videos, creating Instagram or Facebook content for social media, write emails for your email list, or go through the next step in a course that you are taking for your business. Whatever thing it is that you have to create on a weekly basis, I need you to put that into your weekly column. And for your monthly tasks, there should be things that often don't get done inside of your business, whether that is your business finances, updating your website, or actually planning your content, which you really should be doing on a monthly basis. I don't want you scrambling for creating your content on a week-to-week basis. So you need to be having a monthly content calendar, and you need to be updating that on at least a monthly basis. So that's a monthly task that you could be having. So brain dump all your daily, weekly, monthly tasks currently, and you might find that you are doing a lot of your small daily tasks. You might even have added tasks that you do not really need to be doing. They don't move your business forward. So the next thing that I want you to do is prioritize for progress. So I want you to put a number 1, 2, and 3 next to these tasks, how important they are in moving your business forward and staying continuously running okay. I need you to prioritize your most important tasks, the things that you have to have up to be consistent within your business for your daily tasks, your weekly tasks, and even your monthly tasks. And identify and prioritize tasks that are essential for your business growth and progress during your work block. There might be a small task here and there that you do that aren't essential to your business growth. You might be finding yourself constantly on social media, checking DMs, and not actually creating content. You might be distracted by other things, which we'll talk about in a second. But maybe there are small tasks that you are doing because you are afraid to work on the big things that you actually need to be doing. So that's what we're also going to talk about in a moment. But for now, I want you to focus on your high impact tasks, and they'll prevent wasted time on non-essential activities. I want you to drive meaningful results in your business. So this will help you create a clear roadmap of priority tasks before each work block. I want you to have a laser-like focus on the activities that propel your business forward. And it's also a good opportunity to look at what you put as your number 3s, and if they are really crucial to continuing for your business, or perhaps they don't need to be done right now. Perhaps they are something that you need to be doing later, because you might find that you are trying to do all the things and you don't get anything done fully. So I want you to hone in on your 1s, and if you get to your number 2s, that's great. But to do them really well will still move your business forward, because they are the tasks that you have identified as the ones that will do so. So once you have identified the tasks that you need to be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, what your priorities are, I want you to create the workflow that I mentioned previously for each of these tasks. What do you need to do? What steps do you need to be taking to complete these tasks? This is crucial to have inside of your business, a true workflow for every task that you need to be doing. If that is creating a podcast, you might currently have create a podcast or record a podcast, and you might find yourself distracted and then struggling where to pick up. And when you come back, you are thinking about what to be recording next, and you are getting all these great ideas, which is fine. You need to have a place for your great ideas too. But then you are consumed with those and you don't find yourself taking the next action on the step that you were working on to finish this podcast on time and get it up. And that's the same for everything that you need to create inside of your business. You need to have the workflow to make sure that they are done, and you will start to move forward and make progress, and you find that when you have this workflow and know exactly what the next step are to complete each task, you'll find yourself doing them, and over time, even if it's just one thing to complete the task, you're editing next, and that's all you're doing, you are going to know that they will be completed, and you will eliminate procrastination, and you will maintain focus. Now that we've built out your tasks, you have hopefully nixed the ones that are not a priority for your business. You should put a time next to each task to know how long they take to complete. Right now, you might be doing a little bit of everything, so you don't have them as a whole. This week will be perfect for you to try to do your workflows and work through each task and see how long they actually take you and start to track that time. Just having clarity of what you need to produce in a week for your business is great, but knowing how long they actually take is going to be so much better. And once you have your workflow in place to work through, you are going to find that you are getting faster and faster at completing tasks. You will start to open up pockets of time within your work block to work on your bigger projects. Like I said, we'll talk about them in a second, but first I want to talk about the next steps. So far for your homework, I want you to have your time blocks set up. I want you to have brain dumped your daily, weekly, monthly tasks and prioritize them by numbering them 1, 2, and 3. So the next thing that I need you to do is to put number 3 on your paper, and I want you to put distraction plan, okay? I want you to know how to implement strategies to eliminate distractions so you can maintain your focus during your work block. We all get distracted, but a distraction-free work environment is going to promote deeper focus, and you're going to be so much more efficient in completing your tasks. So to remove distractions and to stop procrastination, especially as moms, it's so easy to not do the big tasks and procrastinate. You go to check your emails and you find yourself scrolling social media, sure, but how many times are you sitting down to be absolutely focused and then you feel drained and scattered because you haven't checked in with yourself? Or you realize you forgot to start the laundry, so you go to do that, end up wiping a counter and tidying up toys, and all of a sudden, half an hour of your work block is gone. If this feels familiar to you, there's a reason why I structured these Time Blocking 101 series episodes the way I did. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to, like I said, episode 7, which is the whole time blocking structure and about all the blocks, but I also am diving deeper into each block. And if this is you and you feel drained and you don't have enough time for self-care, so you end up just scrolling social media to just do something mindless when you should be working, push your self-care into your morning block and go and listen to that episode. I'll link them all in the show notes. But if you are the person who find yourself doing menial household tasks around the house, because they are easier than working on your business, working on your big projects, then I want you to listen to episode 10, where I give you a 15-minute daily walkthrough that you can do every single day that will help you be prepared and set up to go into your work block, okay, with your household chores squared away. So if you've got your household chores squared away, you're bound to go into work block distraction free. If you haven't done so, again, listen to the previous episode on your morning block as self-care and your day block to manage your household chores. So for your distraction plan, that is two big things that I am giving you. That is where you can put in your self-care so you don't feel drained, and where you can get ahead on your daily household chores. But if you have any other distractions, I want you to write them down here on number 3, and I want you to identify them and think about what you can do to make sure they're not a distraction during your work block. If social media is currently a big distraction, you are going to find that once you have your workflow set up, social media won't be a distraction anymore because you know what tasks you should be working on And there's no pressure to get a whole task finished. You just do the right next step within your workflow. Number four, I want you to really have the courage to start tackling your projects within the business. This is what's going to make that massive progress for you. Right now, you might have some great ideas for your projects, or you might call them dreams, big ideas. Whatever they are, unless they are broken down into a project, you will not be able to complete them. There are two types of projects that I want you to have within your business. And for this week, I want you to put one project that you're going to be working on and get started. It's very important that you work on one at a time so you can get that squared away and move on to the next. This is how you'll see that progress within your work block and within your whole business really quickly, and every week they just add up. Okay, so the first type of project will be your big ideas or your dreams. I want you to write them down. Make a short list of no more than 3 to 5 that you really are passionate about, that you are wanting to tackle within your business. The next type of project on the other side, so make another column, are going to be struggles, okay? And this is going to be what you're struggling with the most. This could be something simple as keeping up with your social media content. Like I mentioned earlier, this shouldn't be an issue for you. If you are struggling to create the content, but also you get to the day and you don't know what to post on that day, you end up scrambling and posting a picture of your kids' shoes and or their funny face, which is all great, but they are not the type of posts you should be making for your business. You should be making the posts that drive your business forward. You need to know what the purpose of every piece of content that you create is. So if you are struggling, for example, with keeping up with social media, I want you to have a content plan, a content calendar. So in this case, your project would look like creating a content calendar. It could be simple as an Excel spreadsheet with a row for a week and then the types of content that you need to create. To know this and to get started, jot down what the types of content you need to create are in a week and when they need to be going up. For me, this would look like 2 podcasts a week. They will go up Mondays and Thursdays. I have a YouTube channel, which is what I'm focusing on right now, which is my vlog channel, and that goes up every Friday. I'm creating 5 social media posts a week for my Facebook group, which is the community that I'd like you to join and post this homework in so I can help support you further. And then I also have my Etsy business where I do post 1 or 2 times a week for my business as well on Instagram. And this is not sporadic types of content. They are all planned out ahead. And I don't do social media on the weekend. I leave my weekends completely free. So I've chosen my days in the week and I know exactly when I need to post. I know that I post my podcast at 6 a.m. UK time on Mondays and Thursdays. I post my YouTube videos at 2 p.m. UK time on a Friday, okay? So you have your what and when you're going to post in your content calendar. So that will be your next project to tackle. Your next project after this, once you've completed the calendar, might be creating templates, okay? Have templates for everything, for your social posts, for your captions, for your graphics, for your blog posts, for your keywords, anything that you can have pre-created and just reused with 1 or 2 simple tweaks, have those in place. These type of projects are where you're taking something like struggling to create content to making it simplified, to making it easier, to knowing what and when you need to post and what and when you need to produce it. And this is going to make your whole process of creating content so much easier. And I gave this as an example, but you might have other things that you are struggling to keep up with in your business. And I want you to identify them and I want you to create a workflow or a solution, again, how to complete that task and work on that as your project, whether it's any type of template that you need to create to make completing it easier if you find yourself writing or typing or doing the same thing over and over again. You need to have a workflow for it. So let's go back to it not being a struggle like you're struggling and scrambling for content, but maybe your project will be to actually create a new product for your business. So I want you to put that down and I want you to brainstorm the steps to make that happen, okay? Maybe you need to do your market research first. Creating a new product, you will need to do your market research to make sure that there's actually a want and a need for it. Perhaps what else is out there, and then you need to be designing it. The next thing you might need to do is to create the actual product, okay? You might be creating it yourself by hand, or you might be needing to outsource parts of it. Like in my business, I create my cash envelopes and everything myself for Etsy, but I do outsource the planners that I make. So I needed time to find a supplier or a business that could create those for me to the design that I had made previously, okay? Then you might need to test this product and go gain feedback. You might need to do a redesign. Once you have the finished product, you might need to photograph it, you might need to write copy, and then you might need to list it, whether that's on your business. Your project will be to do each of these steps, and I want you to estimate how long it will take for you to complete these. Maybe you have a couple of hours a week to work, and if you really don't know how long it's going to take you, break each of these steps into a week. So for this example, the market research, the design, the creation of the product, the testing, the product feedback, the redesign, the photographing, the copying, the listing, it is 8 steps. So I could say that if I had a couple of hours a week inside of my work block to work on my project, this would ideally take me 8 weeks from start to finish. Now, this is just an example, but I want you to be breaking things down this way. What is the next thing that you need to do inside of your business that will move it forward? If you are currently struggling in areas of your business, I want you to find a system or a project to make that struggle easier. And that's really key because you can't be moving into something else, any other big ideas, unless you have the thing you are doing right now down pat and squared away. So I know there was a lot in that point, but to recap, to make big progress in your business, you have to work on your projects, okay? To do so, you need to allow time within your work block, whether that is 1 hour a week, 3 hours is great. I currently do 4 hours a week on my projects. And I never used to do this, and I never used to make any progress. But what projects have you got now that you keep putting off, okay? Whether that's setting up an email list or updating a website or creating new listings for your Etsy shops, creating a product, or maybe even start tracking your expenses. Whatever it is that you have to do, as much as I advocate for ensuring your project blocks are in place in your week, inside of your home routine to do things like declutter or redecorate, your work projects are what will move your business forward. What is the next project that you are going to work on inside of your business to make a current process that you are doing easier and struggling with, or to perhaps create something new to move to the next stage inside of your business? I want you to pick one thing. You might have a couple of projects listed here under number 4, but it is absolutely crucial that you work on one thing at a time and get that done, get it squared away, and then move on to the next thing. Dabbling here and there and trying to do several things at once, you're not going to be completing anything and you're always going to feel behind. But you are going to see that once you have focused project time, you are going to move so quickly inside of your business and get things done. So again, I want you to come and post your homework in the free Facebook group below, and we can really work through what it is that you are doing and what it looks like. Your homework is to do the 4 steps. I want you to tell me when your work blocks are this week, when you have them, of course, you've brain dumped your daily, weekly, monthly tasks and you've prioritized them for progress. Okay, these are the things that you absolutely need to get done this week. So come on in to the Facebook group, create a new post with your homework. Number one, when are your work blocks this week? Number two, what are the number ones in your daily, weekly, monthly tasks? And number three, what are your distractions? How are you removing them? And number four, what is your one project that you are going to be building out? And what are the tasks that you are going to be doing to complete it? I have an upcoming episode on how to save time within your time block, so make sure you follow the show. And please consider leaving me a written review if you did find this useful, so I know what type of content to be creating more of. And I will see you in the next episode. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review. And just a written review, take 30 seconds of your time, and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back, and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along, House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.